Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Ben Pollock and Benny Kruger, do some spelling, and listen to this past week in recording history. The Scripps National Spelling Bee was held at the end of last month, with 13-year-old Samir Mishra becoming champion by spelling the word guerdon, meaning a reward, recompense, or requital. So, with congratulations to Samir, here are some songs that are spelled, beginning with Kirk McGee and Blythe Poteet. What's that? How do you spell guerdon? Why, G-U-E-R-D-O-N, of course. And here's the way to spell chicken.
Country schoolhouse where the doggies used to go, there lived a little doggie by the name of Ragtime Joe. One day the teacher called a class to spell one kind of bird. That sort of bird was chicken. Well, I could not spell the word. Teacher called on Ragtime Joe to spell that word to them. He didn't hesitate a bit, this the way that he began. C is the way to begin, H is the next letter in, I, that am the third, and C is the season of the word, K, I'm a fitting in, E, I'm near the end, C, H, I, C, K, N, that am the way to spell chicken. Parson Johnson gave a concert in the old church house one night. He hired himself some talent who could sing and recite. So when the curtain was drawn, everything went wrong, you know, until one donkey loudly yelled, yes, if I'm Ragtime Joe. He sang a ragtime yukun song that didn't take so well. He says, I wanna cross on that, so I guess I'll have to spell. And then he told the audience he composed that chicken song. And when he spelled that word to them, he'd taken the house by storm. C is the way to begin, H is the next letter in, I, that am third, and C is the season of the word, K am the fitting in, E am near the end, C, H, I, C, K, N, that am the way to spell chicken. H is the next letter in, I, that am the third, and C is the season of the word, K am the fitting in, E am the near the end, C, H, I, C, K, N, that am the way to spell chicken.
When I was 7 years of age, I used to go to school. And when it came to spelling, I was awful as a rule. I couldn't spell a single word where S's was concerned. But I strived to overcome my list as success came in return. Now that word Mississippi, that was awful hard to spell. But now I will convince you that I spell it and spell it well. M-I-S-S-I-M-S-I-P-P-I. That used to be so hard to spell. It used to make me cry. But since I studied spelling, it's just like pumpkin pie. M-I-S-S-I-M-S-I-P-P-I. words would puzzle me. Bananas was no sense. Sarsaparilla, that was hard, but I could spell it in a pinch. For words like Cincinnati, psychological and such, gee, when it came to spelling those, I surely was in Dutch. I can't spell Cinderella and sausages, that's tough, but I could spell Mississippi, and believe me, that's enough. M-I-S-S-I-S. F-I-B-B-I. That used to be so hard to spell. It used to make me quite. But since I studied spelling, it's just like Funkenfein. M-I-S F-I-S F-I-B-B-I. M-I-S S-I-S, S-I-B-B-I. That used to be so hard to spell. It used to make me cry. But since I studied spelling, it's just like pumpkin pie. M-I-S, S-I-S, S-I-B-B-I.
Probably heard Paul Whiteman's version of Constantinople, recorded by Columbia on May 17, 1928, with Crosby, Young, Fulton, Rinker, Gaylord, and Barris. But you just heard Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, featuring Tom Stax and their version, recorded by Brunswick the day before Whiteman's. Before that, from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1917, which opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on June 12th, that was Francis White and M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, written by Harry Tierney, Bert Hanlon, and Benny Ryan. Frances White was born in Seattle, Washington, around 1898 and appeared in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1916 and several other Broadway revues, including Let's Go, which she produced, but which ran for just 25 performances. She was married to Frank Fay, who later married Barbara Stanwyck. Frances White died in Los Angeles on February 24, 1969. We begin the show with Kirk McGee and his cousin Blythe Poteet, and That's the Way to Spell Chicken, written in 1902 by Sidney Perrin and Bob Slater. That's from a Jeanette 78 recorded in Richmond, Indiana on November 26, 1928, but Kirk McGee and his brother Sam had recorded C-H-I-C-K-E-N Spells Chicken for Vocalion in 1927. Sidney Perrin also wrote the musical farce A Bogus Prince, which ran at Proctor's 23rd Street Theater and included Perrin and Slater in the cast. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For this next segment, we have a different kind of spelling. We're going to go from spelling bees to magic spells, beginning with Sam Coslow and the Hi-Hatters. Thank you.
like you could sing, though you never could sing, and you act just like a silly loon. Don't be alarmed, you're only charmed, you're held by the spell of the moon. When you're never home at night to turn on a light, and every blessed night in June, you head for the park and sit in the dark, you're held by the spell of the moon. Cupid plays an important part, stupid, but cute little golden dart hits home, and the world is in tune. And even when the night is wet, you sit there and pet, you're sure that it'll clear up soon. There's nothing wrong, nothing radically wrong, you're held by the spell of the moon.
Smith Ballou with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, September 25th, 1929, at Love Your Spell Is Everywhere. That was written by Elsie Janis and Edmund Goulding and was in the 1929 picture The Trespasser and also in the 1930 film What a Widow, both of which starred Gloria Swanson. Before that, we heard the Louisiana Collegians and You're Held by the Spell of the Moon, recorded on August 18th, 1930. The Louisiana Collegians was a pseudonym on the Clarion label for Lou Gold, the California Ramblers, and in this case, Jack Albin and his Hotel Pennsylvania music. Jack Albin was the vocalist. He recorded under a wide variety of interesting pseudonyms, including the Flamingo Melodians, Ford Britton and his Blue Comets, Rex King and his Sovereigns, the Deauville Syncopators, and Merton's Dance Orchestra. We began that set of Magic Spell songs with the Hi-Hatters, another pseudonym used by a number of different bands, but in this case the Victor House Band, directed by Leonard Joy and Spell of the Blues. The vocalist on that December 20th, 1928 recording was Sam Coslow. Spell of the Blues was written by Dave Dreyer, Harry Ruby, and Arthur Johnston. Last week, June 17th, marked the birth in 1899 in Newark, New Jersey, of saxophonist Benny Krueger. The original Dixieland Jazz Band's first records were recorded by Victor in 1917. The band went to London in 1919, and when they returned to the U.S. in the summer of 1920, they secured another recording contract with Victor. This time, against the band's wishes, however, it stipulated that a saxophone be added to the original quintet, and Benny Krueger joined the ranks of the band. After leaving the ODJB, Benny led his own band, making an enormous number of records, and in the 1930s he worked in radio as musical director and orchestra leader for Rudy Valley and Bing Crosby. He was also a composer, his best-known compositions Sunday and I Don't Know Why. Benny Krueger died on April 29, 1967. Here's Benny Krueger. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you have four from Benny Krueger and his orchestra. We began with Pleasure Mad from July 24, 1924. Pleasure Mad was written by Sidney Bechet, and although that was an instrumental version, there are lyrics which were written by Rousseau Simmons, which Ethel Waters recorded for Vocalion that same year. Then it was Everybody's Step from the Music Box Review written by Irving Berlin. That was recorded in October of 1921. Everybody's Step was followed by Zez Confrey's Dumbbell from November of 1922, and we finished up this June night with June Night, written by Cliff Friend and Mo Bear. That was recorded on July 1st, 1924. Saxophonist Benny Krueger, born June 17th, 1899. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Today, June 22nd, marks the birth in 1903 in Chicago, Illinois, of bandleader and drummer Ben Pollock. He played in several bands in Chicago before joining the Friars Society Orchestra, which was named after the club, the Friars Inn on Wabash Street at Van Buren. When they lost the gig at Friars Inn in 1922, the group's name was changed to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. In 1923 and 24, Pollock played with Harry Bastin at the Venice Ballroom in Los Angeles, and in late 1925 took over the band. In 1926, he took the band to Chicago, where they played at hotels in Chicago, as well as Atlantic City and New York. That same year, the band landed a contract with Victor and recorded with that label until 1929. In 1927, the band relocated to California and then moved to New York, where it found a home at the Park Central Hotel. The group disbanded in 1934, but the following year the corps was reorganized by Gil Roden into a cooperative fronted by Bob Crosby, and in 1936 Pollock formed a new band. He was on the Joe Penner radio show in 1938 and 39, and in 1942 organized a band for Checo Marx. He continued to lead bands into the 1950s, and in 1956 was in the biopic The Benny Goodman Story. During the 1960s, he owned restaurants in Hollywood and Palm Springs, where he played from time to time. Despondent over a medical prognosis, Ben Pollock committed suicide by hanging himself in Palm Springs on June 7, 1971. But here from better earlier times are three from Ben Pollock.
Thank you. about you. Let's sit and talk about us. Oh, but it's fun to discuss the crazy things we love to do. Let's sit and talk about me. Let me assure you I'm grand. I'd be so easy to handle. Gee, the possibility. Why is it at each visit I sit and stare? What does it and what was it made me care for you? You tell the world about me, and I'll tell the world about you. We'll tell the world about us. They won't believe it's true.
Forget my sorrows, on with a dance. Who cares about tomorrow? I want to sing and laugh like a clown, so no one will know that someone just turned me down. On with a dance, I need two arms around me. On with a new romance. Although my heart is aching, let me forget it breaking. On with a dance.
Ben Pollock performing double duty as director of the Park Central Orchestra and vocalist on With the Dance from March 5, 1929. On With the Dance was written by James Monaco, Edgar Leslie, and Al Dubin. Before that, it was the Park Central Orchestra once again, but with Scrappy Lambert taking the vocal honors on Let's Sit and Talk About You from a Victor recording made January 24, 1929. Ben also recorded Let's Sit and Talk About You, which was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh for OK and for Columbia for their Harmony label. We began our tribute to Ben Pollock with Waitin' for Katie, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Shapiro. The vocal trio on that December 7th, 1927 recording is unidentified, but probably included Ben and Dick Morgan, who played banjo and guitar in the band. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past.
Thank you.
Shining up above, that's what I call heaven. Planning all the things we're gonna do when ships come in and dreams come true, that's what I call heaven. For there is just we two in a little love nest, happy there a million miles away from the rest. And when I realize that it won't be long, we'll have to learn a cradle song. That's what I call heaven.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Little Ramblers and Look Who's Here, their first title to be electrically recorded in a session on June 16, 1925. Look Who's Here was written by Ken Whitmer and Raymond Clagas. Next, it was Arthur Sims and his Creole Roof Orchestra recording for OK in Chicago on June 21, 1926, and How Do You Like It Blues, written by Arthur Sims. We finished up with Ray Starita and his Ambassador's Band with a vocal by Harry Shalson on That's What I Call Heaven, recorded exactly 79 years ago this very day. That's What I Call Heaven was written by Arthur Salmon, George Brown, and Dale Wimbrow. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.